弟兄姊妹们，早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
本来是应该啊，耀祖先分享。
Originally, Rick is supposed to share first.
耀祖告诉我，让我先分享。
But he told me to go first.
他也许他说预备的比较简洁，让我随便讲。
He said that he prepared a simple message, so I can go freely.
我想也不要占弟兄太多时间。
I'm not going to spend too much of your time.
好，我们先再有一些祷告吧，时间都交在主里，好吧？
Yeah, let's just commit the time into God's hand in through prayer.
天上的父啊，我们感谢你啊，把你的儿子赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for having given us your son.
使我们能够靠着他得救，并且能够靠着他能够侍奉主。
That we may be saved through your son, and also through him, in him that we may serve you.
主啊，你知道我们的软弱，我们都是拙口笨舌的人。
Lord, you know how weak we are and how not eloquent we are.
主啊，我们把自己交托在你的恩惠之中，交托在你的圣灵之中。
Lord, commit ourselves into your grace and into the hands of the Holy Spirit.
愿你借着你的圣灵帮助我们讲的、翻译的，还有听的。
May the Holy Spirit help the speaker, the translator, and the hearers.
使我们所讲所说的对弟兄姊妹有益处。
So what we are talking about here may benefit our brothers and sisters.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家翻到罗马书第十二。
Let us open the Bible to Romans, the book to the Romans, chapter 12.
我想这些经节是大家很熟悉的。
This passage is very familiar to us all.
今天我想借着神的恩典讲一些基督徒的奉献这件事情。
By God's grace, I'll share with you today the topic of Christians' dedication or consecration.
我先给大家读一下。
I'll read it first.
罗马书十二章第一到第二节。
Romans 12, 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们察言何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is.Is good, pleasing, and perfect will.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们每个人信主得救是为了侍奉神，不是为了我们自己。
Brother and sister, we all know that we believe in Jesus Christ and be saved. The purpose is not to serve ourselves, but to serve God.
所以我们每我们受洗以后我们就劝人参加进入各样的服事。
So after we are baptized, we are encouraged to participate and get involved in all kinds of ministry services.
比如说像饭食的师傅
maybe serve in the
交通的侍奉的
transportation,
传福音
and share the gospel,
打扫庭院
and clean the yard,
探访弟兄姊妹
and to pay a visitation,
甚至为神来讲道
and sometimes,
这样的侍奉
sometimes we'll share a message, all kinds of services.
但是我今天想跟弟兄姊妹分享一个侍奉，这个侍奉比所有这些侍奉都更重要，更基础。
Today, I'd like to share with one kind of service, which I think by far exceeds the importance of all other services.
这就是神借着他慈悲劝我们要进入的。
And that is that by God's grace that we should
怎么样进入
？We should enter. Or this service that we should enter by God's grace.
就是。将你们的身体当着活祭献给神。
That is offering our bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And this is holy and pleasing to God.
神的话告诉我们，这是你们理所当然的侍奉。
And God's word tells us that this offering is a natural service.
原文里告诉我们，这是你们的理所当然的属灵的明智的侍奉。
And the original text has this meaning that this is our natural, reasonable, spiritual service.
神的话告诉我们
，That's what tells us.
我们基督徒的奉献，就是把我们的身体当作活祭献给神。这件事本身呢，是一件侍奉。
And the fact that we offer our bodies to God itself, this offering itself is a service.
并且这个侍奉是所有其他侍奉的基础和根基。
And this is the foundation of all other services.
如果我们没有这个侍奉，我们就谈不上别的侍奉。
Without this service, then we cannot begin to talk about other services.
如果我们不先进入这个侍奉，
Unless we enter into this kind of service,
我们要进入别的侍奉是可以说是不现实的。
And it's not practical for us to talk about entering into other services.
我们的问题呢，就是我们要绕过这个侍奉，先来进入别的侍奉。
Our problem is that we like to circumvent this particular service.To enter into other services.
就是我们不先把自己要按照神的旨意献给神。
That is to say that we do not want to offer ourselves to God first.
然后啊，我们就去做别的事情。
And we like to start working on other things.
这样子结果呢，就是我们别的事情的侍奉啊，属灵的成分啊，极少。
And as a result, the spiritual portion of the other kind of services.Become very minimal.
功效也很少。
And not very effective either.
我常常觉得，虽然我信主时间还不是很长，但我很深的感觉就是，基督徒啊，属灵生命的软弱，侍奉没有力量，一个根本的原因，就是因为我们在侍奉这件事情忽略了。
And although I have not been saved for many years, for a very long time, but still I have this very strong feeling that the reason for Christian service not being effective is because we have not dedicated ourselves to the Lord.
就是，或者说我们在这个事情打了折扣。
Or maybe that we did not do this wholeheartedly.
我们要绕过铜祭坛呢，直接进入圣所去点灯，去摆陈设饼。
We like to circumvent or get around the altar and go into the holy place to light the lamps and also to display the display bread.
但是这是办不到的。
But that's not possible.
所以我今天要给弟兄姊妹提醒这件事情。
So I'd like to remind brothers and sisters today.
神的话告诉我们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。把自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
God's word tells us that, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是你们理所当然的服事。
This is your reasonable service.
我不知道江弟，你们注意到江弟兄啊的信息，特别是最近的信息。
I wonder whether you pay attention to Brother Kong's recent messages.
江弟兄每次在特会中啊。最后都说这件事情
and,
要奉献。
At the end of each one of his messages at the WCCC, he repeatedly shared this message, that is dedicating ourselves to the Lord.
包括上一次的 WCCC 和这次在台北的这个侍奉聚会，江弟兄都一再提到这件事情。
At both last year's WCCC and the recent special service meeting in Taipei, Brother Khan mentioned the same topic.
因为这件事情啊，实在是太重要，也是我们太忽略。
Because this is something, this is a topic that's critical and also we often overlooked.
江弟兄所说的，现在所说的话，有的时候我们还不敢说。
Many of Brother Kong's messages we dare not share.
他说，侍奉，他说奉献，基督徒奉献呢，是我们基督徒侍奉的第一步。
He says that Christian's dedication is the first step.For our service.
如果我们不把自己奉献给主，
Unless we dedicate ourselves to the Lord,
我们在奉献上没有起步。
And then we could not start servicing.
虽然在外面做了许多事情，
Maybe
这些事情哦，可以说 可以算的数的不多。
Maybe we carried out a lot of tasks, do a, make a lot of motions, but how many of them can be counted?
并且江弟兄还说，如果我们不把自己奉献给主，我们基督徒的生命啊，还没有上步。
And Brother Kang also shared with us, unless we offer ourselves to the Lord, then we have not begun the journey of serving the Lord.
我们基督徒属灵的生命呢，还没有正式的开始。
And our journey for spiritual pursuit cannot begin.
我们自己有的时候不敢说这个话。
A lot of times we ourselves would not share a message like this.
但是这是事实。
But this is real.
我自己完全的阿们。
And I really say amen to this message.
我想给大家读一段主自己的话。
I'd like to read some words that Jesus himself uttered.
路加福音第十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
从二十五节我要读到三十四节。
Verses 25 through 34.
你知道，当主耶稣在地上的时候啊，他是这样有的大能哦，这样有属灵的能力。他到哪里呢，都有大群的人跟随他。
You know, when Jesus was on this earth, because he was so powerful, so spiritual, wherever he went, a big crowd would always follow him.
都想做他的门徒。
They all want to become his disciples.
所以说有一次啊，主耶稣到了一个地方，也是一大群上万的人来跟随他。
So one time he arrived at this particular place, more than 10,000 people followed him.
圣经上记载这段话。
So Bible records the event this way.
有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这来，若不爱我，胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
It says, large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple.
凡不背着自己的十字架跟随我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下来算计花费，能盖成不能呢？
Suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it?
恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他说，这个人开了工却不能完工。
For if you lay the foundation are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, This person began to build, but wasn't able to finish.
或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去抵那领二万兵的来攻打他的吗？
Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he's able with 10,000 men,to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000 men, 20,000.
若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求河西的条捆。
If he is not able, he will send a delegation, while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace.
这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything, you cannot be my disciples.
盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？或是用在田里，或是堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。有耳可听的，就应当听。
Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear,Let them hear.
如果我们像主耶稣看到几万人这样子跟随我们
suppose we were,
到教会来
Suppose we were like Jesus seeing 10,000 people coming to church
我们可能是要高兴坏了
And we'll be overly joyful
我们哪敢说这样的话因为主耶稣说的这些话很多人就退去了
We dare not say things like what Jesus said Because after he said these things Many people retreated or left him
你说 我们知道福音的目的在哪里，主耶稣拯救我们的目的在哪里。
We know the purpose of Jesus saving us.
我们知道，我们都知道大使命。 我们很多时候说大使命就是传福音。
We all know about the Great Commission, and we interpret a Great Commission is sharing the gospel.
其实这是错误的理解。
I think this is a wrong understanding.
主耶稣从死里复活升天之前告诉门徒们，天上地上所有的权柄都赐给了我，所以你们要去，去干什么？
And after Jesus was raised up, before he ascended into heaven, he told his disciples, says that all the powers on earth and above us were given me. And so now you have to go. Go to do what?
去传福音不错，但主耶稣所说的是使万民做我的门徒。
Sure, to share the gospel, but what he said exactly was to make all nations my disciples.
主耶稣让我们传福音的目的，我们得救信主的目的，就是要做主的门徒。
And to becoming Jesus' disciple is the purpose of our being saved and our sharing the gospel with others.
这是福音的目的。
This is the purpose of the gospel.
但是这个主耶稣告诉我们做门徒的条件。
But here it talks about the qualification for becoming a disciple of Jesus.
这个地方说了三个不能。
So here it says there are three cannot phrases.
我们很多时候，我想，很多时候我们想做主所不能做的事情。
A lot of times we like to do things that Jesus cannot do.
主告诉我们，如果我们不爱他胜过爱所有的一切，就不能做我的门徒。
And Jesus said, "You cannot be my disciple if you do not love me more than anything else."
如果不背起我们自己的十字架跟随他，也不能做他的门徒。
And we cannot be his disciple if we do not carry our cross and follow him.
下面就说，你们无论何人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做他的门徒。
And last he said that you cannot be my disciple if you do not leave everything behind and follow me.
无论何人，包括彼得、
whoever,
约翰、雅各，包括你我。
Whoever, including Peter, James, and John, including you and me.
所以说的话，说江弟兄所说的，如果我们没有把自己奉献，我们属灵的生命没有开始，完全正确。
That's why I believe that I agree with Brother Kang when he said that unless we dedicate ourselves to the Lord, then our spiritual journey hasn't begun.
因为我们还没有成为主的门徒。
Because we have not become a disciple of Jesus.
我自己哦，真的是完全的同意这种说。
I really completely, totally agree with this saying.
我也想给大家介绍一下我自己的经历。
I'd like to share with you my own experience.
我从大陆过来很久都拒绝主啊。
For many years after I came to the States from mainland China, I rejected the Lord.
但是最后主的爱摸着了我。
But finally, I was touched by God's love.
再一次福音营，我举手信主。
And at one of the gospel meetings, I accepted the Lord.
我回去以后，生命整个一个很大的改变。
And afterwards, my life totally changed.
我尝到了主恩的甘甜。
And I tasted the sweetness of God's grace.
那阵子我想，说实话，干什么都有劲，好像在天上一样。
And during that period of time, I felt like I was living in heaven and full of energy.
而且我读圣经一次就可以把马太福音全都读完了。
And I can read the Bible in such a way I can finish the whole book of Matthew in one sitting.
但是呢，当我在读马太福音的时候，有一句话触动我的心。
But when I was reading the book of Matthew, one sentence, one verse touched my heart.
主说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Jesus said that no one can serve two masters.
要么就是恶这个，爱那个；要么就是亲这个，重那个。
You either despise one and love the other, or pay more attention to one and less attention to the other.
你们不能侍奉神，又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve God and serve Mammon at the same time.
哇，当时这句话好像主亲自对我说的。
And I felt as though that God was speaking to me personally.
因为我完全知道主的意思在哪里。
I knew exactly what he was talking about.
因为当我们信主的时候，真的是尝到了主恩的滋味哦，这个里面的那种精神状态哦，特别好。
And we feel really, really good when we first accept the Lord.
如果拿这种状态哦，到世界上去闯荡一番哦，我想哦是不错的。
So use that kind of condition to try very hard to succeed in the world. I think we can be successful.
因为你哦非常的这个 positive， 你非常的态度各方面都很积极。
And because your attitude becomes so positive.
但是呢，但是主提醒我们。
But God reminds us.
我们要用主的这个生命恩赐哦，去侍奉世界上的事情是不合理的。
God teaches us that it is not right to use God's the gift given by God to serve the world.
好像那时候神让我做个选择，你要不要把你的生命啊、哦、完全的献给神
？So I felt at that moment as though God was asking me, "Do you want to give your life to me completely?"
我实在是感谢主，我想这是主的恩典，就是经过了，我想。很多的挣扎，因为当时我才30岁，回想以后一生的路没有了，说是，哎呀，心里好像有点很悲壮的感觉，但是哦，真的是按照神的旨，完全奉献给他哦，真的这个带给我人生哦极大的祝福。
I really thank the Lord because by His grace, even though I was feeling, I was thinking that I'm only 30 years old, if I offer myself to the Lord, all my future will be gone.But praise the Lord, I was willing to do that.
我想这样子奉献呢，主大概也接受了。
I think God accepted my dedication.
所以说，你奉献完了以后，那个经历哦，真的是充满了喜乐。
And afterwards, I was filled with joy.
这个对我们人生的那个真的是大有益处。
And this doing really benefits, can benefit all of us.
我现在回头啊，我信主已经18年，回头啊，我想。如果我在主里面啊，有些属灵的长进啊，生命有些改变啊，全归功于那次奉献。
And as I look back the past 18 years, if I have grown any way spiritually, I believe it's all based upon the dedication at that moment.
多亏我那次，反正是把自己啊献上了。
It was a good thing that I did offer myself to God.
这之后啊，神一直在带领我。
And afterwards, God led me all the way.
这个生活、啊，在神里那个完全奉献、啊，靠为神而生活，这个生活非常非常的奇妙。
And the way we can live for God is a really a marvelous experience.
你做他的门徒、啊，神带领一生的物，给你安排各样的环境。
Being His disciple, God will watch over us and will guide us through our lives.
在我看来，这样子的生活是地上最有意思的生活。
And in my personal view, I think this is the most meaningful way to live on earth.
但是如果我们把自己抱得很紧哦，不愿意，我想、哦、年日过去的话，时间很多是会浪费。
But if we are not willing to do this and we get hold of ourselves tightly, then you'll be merely wasting your time.
我常常想，如果两个年轻人。信主以后，一个把自己能够完全的奉献，一个呢要保留一些，用一边侍奉神，一边要侍奉自己。
I often ponder a question. Suppose there are two young persons. One is dedicating himself to God. The other one has some reservation, trying to serve God and serve the world at the same time.
也许短时间你看不出什么区别，但是啊，过了几年或者10年。你就看出了结果。
Even sometimes you cannot tell the difference in short period of time, but maybe after 10 years, you can see a difference between them.
那个奉献给主的，你看到他在主里面真的是大有荣耀。
And you see that the one who dedicated himself to God has a lot of glory in his life.
那个不奉献的呢？我想，大家一。到时候一看就知道了。
And the other person, I think that you can tell right away.
所以说的话，我劝我们当中哦有心的弟兄姊妹，特别是年轻姊妹，要趁着神恩典新鲜的时候哦，不要老是享受这种感觉哦， 要把自己当着活祭献给神。
So I encourage you, especially the young brothers and sisters amongst us, when you still feel the fresh sweetness of God's grace, dedicate yourself to God.
要切断你的后路。
And also cut off your other plans.
Yeah, 这样子的话你是有福的。
And then you will become a blessed person.
Yeah. 我下面我想再分享一下什么是奉献，到底奉献是什么意思。
Next, I would like to share with you the meaning of offering ourselves or dedicating ourselves. What does it mean?
我们老想的，我今天奉献，我今天把工作辞了，到中国传福音，我这是奉献。
Yeah, a lot of times we think that, since I want to dedicate myself, offer myself, I should quit my job and move back to China and share, preach the gospel. And that means that I'm offering myself to God.
或者我全时间来侍奉主。
Or maybe I serve God full time.
我去读神学院。
Maybe I go to a seminary.
我就是侍奉主。
That's how I serve God.
这就是奉献。
That's dedication.
其实这个也许是出于奉献的行为，但是这个奉献不是一回事。
So this may be an act of dedication, but it's not the total meaning of dedication.
奉献是把自己当着活祭呢，放在祭坛上。
Dedication is really offering ourselves on the altar as a living sacrifice.
完全给神。
Giving, totally surrendering to God.
我没有自己的主权，主，你让我做什么？我就做什么。
I have no saying in anything. Whatever God wants me to do, I'll do it.
你让我出来全时间侍奉，我情愿。但是你不让我，让我继续当学生，我也顺服。
If God wants me to become a full-time minister, then I'm willing to do so. But if God wants to keep me as a student, I'm just as happy.
就是把你的主权呢，都交给主。
So that is what it means to give our ownership of our life to God.
这个比你立志要去传道更难。
So this sometimes is even more difficult, to make up your mind to become a preacher.
因为人最不愿意把主权交给主。
Because the most difficult thing for us to do is to turn over, the ownership of our life.
而且呢，神如果感动你你要把自己的所有都奉献给神。
So if God so moves you, you have to offer everything you have, you own to God.
你的妻子，你的孩子，你的车子，你的房子，你的工作，所有的，包括你自己的。
Your wife, your children, your job, your cars, and everything you have, including yourself.
全给主。
Surrender all to him.
因为这都是属于主的。
Because all these belong to God.
这个不属于你的。
Because they don't belong to me or you.
当你奉献给主以后，你成为这些事的管家。
When you dedicate yourself to the Lord, then you become a steward for all these things.
你手不把这些事情抓得紧紧的，抓在手里。
So that you not grasp these things very tightly in your own hand.
有一天神要把这东西拿去可以，我的车、房子可以拿去。
And one day, if God wants to take any of this, like a house, away from me, it will be okay.
我的车子可以拿去。
And it's fine to, for God to take, cars away from me.
可以说真正的奉献就是我的性命也可以拿去。
And a true dedication is that even my life God can take away.
如果我们真的做这个奉献，我们真的是有福的。
If we really do offer ourselves in this way, then we are a blessed people.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒，人为我失掉房子，奉献一切，没有不在今世得百倍，在来世得永生。
And Jesus told us that if you give up everything, house, wife, etc., you will gain a hundredfold in this world, and also you have eternal life.
如果我们不把这个奉献出去，这些事情真的是要捆绑我们。
And if we do not offer these things to God, these things become bondage.
我们就不能全心的来跟随神。
Then we cannot follow Jesus wholeheartedly.
所以说主耶稣说，人若不丢下所有的一切，就不能做我的门徒。
And that's why Jesus said that if you do not give up everything, then you cannot be my disciple.
我想当着活祭当保罗在说这个话的时候，他是讲的这个旧约圣经那个翻祭的那个 那个图画。
So when Paul was talking about making ourselves a living sacrifice, he was painting a picture from the Old Testament about the burnt offering.
祭司献牛献羊给神做燔祭，是把这个燔祭宰了以后切成筷子，然后摆在这个祭坛上，然后用火完全的焚烧。
As the priests offer these sacrifices, they would cut up the animals and put on the altar and burn them completely.
最后剩下就是一些灰。
And all that's left will be some ashes.
完全献给神。
This is total dedication.
没有一点留下自己。
No, without any reservation or saving anything for ourselves.
这就是说神的话的寓意，让我们来做那个祭物，但是是我们是活的。是活的祭物。
So this is a parable for that. So we are a living sacrifice, but we are the sacrifice.
所以说的话，这个奉献呢，从另外一个角度了，奉献哦，不是哦，你要去都要去当传道人，全世界奉献主。如果神这样子感动我们，当然很好。
So when we talk about dedication, it doesn't mean everyone will become a minister.But if God so moves you, that's fine.
奉献不在乎我做哪件事情，而在于是不是将心给他。
So it's not critical when we say we dedicate ourselves what we do, but really is really to give our hearts to God.
你奉献了以后，仍然可以做学生，可以做 computer 工作，但是你这个人呢？是完全奉献给主的人。
After you dedicated yourself to God, you can still remain a student or be a programmer, but what's different is that your life is now owned by God.
而且你奉献以后的生活是完全要遵循父神的旨意。
And the life that you will lead after your dedication, that is to follow completely God's command.
就像换工作这件事情。换工作你不能轻易的换，因为你是完全奉献给主的人。主让你换工作你就换，主让你留下你就留下。
For example, switching jobs, it's not our own will that we should switch jobs. If God wants us to switch jobs, then we can.
如果主说你不要换，即使那个老板再不好，你要顺服，你留下。
Suppose God says you should not switch jobs.Although your boss is most terrible, you should stay.
如果主说你要离开这个工作，你要离开这个工作，薪水再高，你要离开。
If God so leads you to lead you away or move you from a very well-paid job, if you know it's God's will, you should follow.
因为这样的生活。是最有意义的生活。
Because the way you this way, if you live this way, is you have the most meaningful life.
因为神的旨意高过我们的旨意。
Because God's will is above our will.
你看到他每次的带领哦，都是哦非常奇妙的。
Because every time God leads us, it's a wonderful experience.
我想这个我就。这个话题我就说到这。
So that's all I'll share on this topic.
下面我要再 说一点，就是说奉献给主哦。有人说，哎呀，这种谁能做到呢？所有的人这样子奉献，有几个人能做到呢？
Then the question arises, how can anyone dedicate themselves in such a way?
我就说我们要怎么奉献。
So let's talk about how we can dedicate ourselves.
很多时候我觉得大家讲有的时候讲奉献哦，这个好像有点不太合乎主的意思。
Sometimes when we talk about dedication, I'm not sure that we talk about it in such a way that follows God's will.
我们说起来好像是啊，跟爱国主义啊，跟这个好像有点混淆在一起。
Sometimes we confuse dedicating ourselves to God with patriotism.
我就说我们之所以能奉献呢，是靠神的恩典。
We said that the reason that we are able to dedicate ourselves is all God's grace.
我们这个奉献呢，一定要用信心把自己奉献上去。
When we dedicate ourselves, we have to do it in faith.
我们基督徒哦，我总感觉到我们基督徒哦，有福的这地方在哪里呢？就是我们基督徒的生活侍奉呢，是基于信而本于信，本于信而以至于信。
And the reason I think that is such a blessing for us to lead a Christian life is because our life is based upon faith and unto faith.
如果不是出于信心的，也都不是出于神的恩典，都是照着自己的努力来做出来的。
And it's not that if we do not based if we not live based upon faith and by God's grace, then it's not the right way.
这个不是我们基督徒要走的路。
And that's not the way for us Christians to follow.
圣经上告诉我们，不是出于信的都是罪。
Because the Bible says that without faith, everything you do is sin. Is sin.
我们不需要依靠自己的血肉的膀臂哦做事情。
Because we do not have to rely on our own strength to do anything.
我们依靠神的恩典。
We depend upon God's grace.
所以在奉献这件事情也是一样，我们凭着信心把自己献上。
Same way with dedication. So we, in faith, that we dedicate ourselves to God.
我再多想说一句，就是说我总觉得我们很多时候哦，我们不小心就偏离了信心的原则。
And let me say a little bit more. Oftentimes, without paying attention, we deviate from the way of faith.
我们鼓励人去做事情哦，完全是哦，照着好像人的这种劝勉，人的鼓励。
A lot of times that we would encourage others to do certain things, it was purely based upon our own thinking.
结果这样事情的话，只能就是不能长久。
And this kind of action does not last.
我想就像再说一点，就像主耶稣在地上的时候告诉曾经指责那个犹太人的百姓哦，说是这些百姓有嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬拜我不过是照人的吩咐。
Just like Jesus rebuked the Israelites that these people, they worship me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me.
就说我们有时候侍奉啊敬拜啊，我们可能没有照着信心，但是我们是可能是照着自己的想法在做。
That is to say that oftentimes that we worship or we serve based upon own thinking and not based upon faith.
所以说这个奉献这件事情，我觉得我们一定要用信心的原则来做。
So we must use the faith principle in dedicating ourselves to God.
你知道保罗在写这个奉献上这句经文的时候，是在罗马书第十二章，他是在讲过救恩的所有的真理之后，他说我劝你们把自己献上。
You know, when Paul wrote this part of the epistles, it was after he finished talking about the complete explanation of salvation. And then he said that I urge you by God's grace to offer yourselves as a living sacrifice.
我说讲了这个因信称义，因信成圣，因信得荣耀，并且讲了神对以色列人整个救恩的计划之后，他劝我们把自己献上。
And that is after he talked about justification by faith, sanctification by faith, glorification by faith, and then he said, encourage us to offer ourselves.
这就是说，如果我们哦，如果我们真信哦，主耶稣神为我们所成全的所有的一切，从心里真的相信这个，接受这个，那么我们把自己奉献跟上去呢，是一件自然的事情。
So if we truly believe what Jesus has accomplished for us, it should become a natural matter for us to offer ourselves to God.
我深深觉得我们有的时候我们不能奉献，是因为我们没有 whole heart 相信。
A lot of times the reason we cannot dedicate ourselves to God is because we haven't fully believed.
因为如果我们真的相信我们的罪，神的宝血完全的洗干净，我们在他里面是洁白无瑕的。
If we truly believe that our sins have been forgiven and cleansed, then we become blemished before God.
并且在主耶稣基督里所有的丰盛，所有的基业，国度，荣耀，神已经白白的都给了我们。
And all the riches and inheritance in Jesus, God has given us already.
如果我们真信这个盼望，
If we truly believe in such a hope,
那么 我们把自己献上是自然的事情。
So it becomes very natural for us to offer ourselves.
如果我们把自己不献上，那真是傻瓜。
If we do not offer ourselves, then we are really not wise.
所以说神的话在地上说，这是你们理所当然的服侍。
So that's why Paul says, God's word here says that this is your reasonable service.
如果有一个人看见了神这个荣耀，他还不把自己献上，这个人哦，真的是不合理，说不过去的。
And it is really unreasonable after someone has seen God's glory and not willing to offer themselves.
所以说把自己奉献哦，要凭着信心，而且是每个神的儿女的特权。
So in dedicating ourselves, we must do it in faith. And this is also a privilege for every God's children.
我们很多时候我们都想到全时间侍奉哦，把自己完全奉献，这都是一些那个超基督徒啊。
And we sometimes think that to dedicate themselves completely, only super Christians can do.
我不配，我不要。
And I'm not worthy.
神的话完全不是这样子的。
But God does not tell us so.
每个人要把自己献上。
Every one of us should offer ourselves, God.
这是我们侍奉神的第一步。
This is the first step in serving God.
不要以为哦，那些传道人才应该奉献，我们就不需要。
Let us not think that only ministers should dedicate themselves, and we don't have to.
如果我们这样子把自己奉献上去。
Suppose we offer ourselves in such a way.
可以说我们在主里的长进哦，是无限制的。
And then there's no limitation how much we can grow in the Lord.
我常常想，如果一个对于奉献的一个人的话，在主里的长进呢 ，sky is the limit， 就是天是他的这个限制。
And I often think that only sky is the limit if we dedicate ourselves to the Lord, how much we can grow in Him.
如果我们不奉献，给主，我们保留，我们觉得这个舍不得，各方面，我们在主里的长进啊，是非常非常有限。
And suppose we do not want to dedicate ourselves to the Lord, or we have a lot of reservation, then our growth in the Lord is very limited.
我常常有这个意念，就是说，如果我们不去奉献给主，我们要来过得胜的基督徒的生活，这是不可能的。
Often I think that without dedicating ourselves, it's not possible for us to lead a victorious life.
就好像一个人进入一个征战哦，打一场仗，但是这个仗肯定会输。
And it's just like we enter into a battle, but we know for sure that we're going to lose.
如果你知道这个仗一定会输，为什么去打
？If you know that you are going to lose the battle, why do you engage it?
所以说，要先把自己。
So that's why we must dedicate ourselves to God first.
那你发现神所有的能力、恩典、荣耀、平安、喜乐都是你的。
So God's grace, God's power and joy will become yours.
所有的应许在你身上能够应验。
So all the promises from God will be fulfilled in you.
我想最后我讲一个故事，就说。
I'll conclude with a story.
就是这故事是路德记的一个故事。
This is a story found in the book of Ruth.
这个路德秉士师秉政的时候，有一个人呢是这个犹大地的从伯利恒人。
When the judges reigned the Israelites, reigned over Israelites.
当时的话犹大地有饥荒，这个人呢就带着他妻子乃欧米。和他的两个儿子到摩亚地去逃难。
And when there was a famine in the land, this person, this priest, brought his wife and two sons to Moab.
然后在那方寄居了十年，结果他的丈夫、两个儿子都死了。
And after 10 years in the foreign land, the husband and two sons, all of them died.
啊，就留下乃欧米。和他的两个女儿孤苦伶仃的。
So Naomi and the two daughter-in-laws were left alone.
然后忽然的话，乃欧米听说神赐恩给以色列人哦，赐粮食给他们，那么乃欧米这时候就要回到犹大去。
So when Naomi heard that God has graced her homeland, they have plenty to eat, so she decided to go back to her homeland.
然后呢？ 他就劝这两个媳妇啊，说是你们都回自己家里去吧，
and、
不要跟我去。
She urged her two daughters-in-law to go home, to go back to their own families.
说我这么老了，我还能生儿子给你们做丈夫吗
？She said, "I'm so old, I cannot bear another child to become your husband."
就是我能给你生儿子。你们能你你你们能等他们长大再嫁给他吗
？Even if I could have a son today, you cannot wait for the son to grow up to marry to be married to you.
他就说：“我女儿们啊，你们回去吧。”
So she said to the daughters-in-law, "My daughters, go home."
其中一个媳妇的听到这个话哦，就跟乃俄美亲嘴。然后就回到他自己家里去。
So one of the daughters-in-law kissed her and left her.
然后，但是他另外一个女儿叫路德，舍不得这个婆婆。
But the other daughter-in-law Ruth would not leave Naomi.
她立下决心啊，要跟这个 Naomi 一起回去。
She was determined in following Naomi home.
这个 Naomi 劝她怎么劝她都不愿意。
So she would not be persuaded by Naomi.
然后路德怎么这样对 Naomi 说
？And this is what Ruth said to Naomi.
在路德记里啊，第一章第十六节，我给大家读一下啊。路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在那里死，也葬在那里。”除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
Ruth chapter 1 verses 16 and 17. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried."May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me.
这就是路德奉献的经历。
So this is how Ruth dedicated herself.
你在哪里死，我也跟你在哪里死。
Wherever you die, I will die.
我死心塌地跟随你。
So I'll follow you all the way.
这就是我们跟主的心智。
So this is how we should follow the Lord.
我想我们每次读到这个故事，心都很受感动哦。
So every time we read about the story, we are moved.
但是我们每个信徒都可以在写这个故事。
But you and I can also write the same story.
把自己献上，当作活祭。
Offering ourselves as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦。
This is holy and pleasing to God.
你们这样侍奉是理所当然。
And this is your reasonable service.
你知道，因着路德的这个奉献的心智，神大大祝福他。
And because of Ruth's dedication to her mother-in-law, God greatly blessed her.
她不但找到了一个很好的丈夫哦，波阿斯当时的大财主。
Not only she found a very wealthy husband in Boaz,
并且路德生了俄贝德，俄贝德。生了耶西，耶西生了大卫王。
And we know that Ruth gave birth to Obed, and Obed gave birth to Jesse, and Jesse was the father of King David.
就说路德是大卫王的曾祖母。
And so Ruth was the great grandmother of King David.
大卫预表的基督。
Because David signifies Christ.
当我们这样奉献的话，你说不定。你的奉献会引进基督的再来。
And so when we dedicate ourselves, maybe who knows, your dedication will bring Jesus return.
愿神哦鼓励我们的心。
May God encourage us.
好，我奉献就哦我就说到这。
That's my sharing.
我感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄知道我的软弱。
Because our brother know how weak I am.
请我们再一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们所求的就是你的同在。
Lord, what we want is your presence.
我们感谢你已经赐下恩言。
Lord, thank you for having given us your word.
我们把以下这个简单话语的交通也仰望在你的恩手当中。
So we'll commit the following sharing into your hand.
我们相信你借着这简单的话语，你要做这个不简单的工作。
We trust that you will use the simple words to do something much bigger.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this with thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
一年多以前呢，我跟一些弟兄姐妹们有点交通。
More than one year ago, I had a sharing opportunity with some brothers and sisters.
特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Especially the younger brothers and sisters.
讲到神的带领。
We talk about God's leading.
我用了一些的例子呢，是神怎么借着这个。摩西呢，把以色列人从埃及呢带领出来了，然后来到旷野。
The example I used was Moses, how Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt and into the wilderness.
那么为了这个方便说明。
In order for me to explain clearly.
那我用了今天很多人都用了这个 GPS 呢，来说明呢这个怎么样去寻求方向，能够来到目的地。
So in order to explain what I was trying to say, I used the example of GPS, how we find and arrive at destination, through finding the right directions.
那么结果就是呢，这个有一些年轻的弟兄姐妹们呢，只以为我讲的就是 GPS.
And all the young people remember was GPS.
And 他们就因为就是那个信息就是讲 GPS.
And they thought my message, the theme of my message was about GPS.
但是我感谢主呢，至少有部分呢是被人记得。
But anyhow, I thank the Lord because these young people remembered something.
今天我的负担呢是来交通呢，在神的带领之前的这个一个部分。
Today I want to share with you the early part of God's leading.
就是神的应许呢，他与我们同在，或者说他与我们同去。
And that is God's promise that He will be with us or He will go with us.
我们来读一些圣经。
Let's read some passages.
这个圣经大部分都是在这个出埃及记。
And these passages are all taken from the book of Exodus.
先请弟兄们把它打出来。那么为时间的关系呢？我来读中文，我们弟兄呢，维弟弟兄读英文。
So we will first read it in Chinese and then in English.
在我读的时候，请弟兄姐妹们一起读。
So read along with me.
第一个是第三章十二节。
The first we will read chapter 3 verse 12.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
神说：“我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后。”你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。
Let us read in English in unison. And he said, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain.
25章第八节。
25:8
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Let us read together. Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them.
33章第七节到十一节的上半部。
And chapter 33, 7 through the first part of 11.
摩西素常将帐篷支搭在营外，却离营却远。他称这帐篷为会幕，凡求问耶和华的。就到营外的会幕那里去。当摩西出营到会幕去的时候，百姓就都起来，个人站在自己帐篷的门口，望着摩西，只等到他进了会幕。摩西进会幕的时候，云柱降下来，立在会幕的门前。耶和华便与摩西说话。众百姓看见云柱立在会幕门前，就都起来。个人在自己帐篷的门口下拜，耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, a good distance from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. And it came about whenever Moses went out to the tent, that all the people would rise and stand.Each at the entrance of his tent, and gazed after Moses until he entered the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would arise and worship, each at the entrance of his tent. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend.
33:13-16.
13-16.
我如今落在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你们百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
Now therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Consider too that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. For how then can it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us, so that we, I and your people, may be distinguished from all the other people who are upon the face of the earth?
34:8-9. 摩西急忙伏地下拜，说：主啊，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你在我们中间同行，因为这是应着景象的百姓，又求你赦免我们的罪孽和罪恶，以我们为你的产业。
Moses made haste to bow low toward the earth and worshipped. He said, if now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, I pray, let the Lord go along in our midst, even though the people are so obstinate, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your own possession.
40:34-38.
Exodus 40:34-38.
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。每逢云彩从帐幕上上去，以色列人就起行前往。云彩若不收上去，他们就不启程，只等到云彩收上去。日间，耶和华的云彩是在帐幕之上，夜间云中有火，在以色列全家的眼前，在他们所行的路上都是这样。
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Throughout all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the sons of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out until the day when it was taken up. For throughout all their journeys, the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel.
诗篇23:4.
Psalm 23:4.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
好，我们最后一节是马太福音28:20.
Last passage is taken from Matthew 28:20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我们刚才所读到的这个出埃及记呢，它是一个好像很浓缩版的关于神的应许。
So we share these passages as an abbreviated version of God's promise.
首先呢，神应许摩西说呢，这个我必与你同在。
First, God promised Moses that I will be with you.
因为摩西被神呼召摩西出来带领以色列人出埃及。
Because God called Moses to lead Israelites out of Egypt.
我们知道接下来是发生什么事情。
We know what happened next.
神就从来没有对他的应许从来没有失败过。
And because God never fails on his promise.
然后神向摩西显现说他里面实在是有个渴慕他要跟以色列人同住。
God appeared to Moses, and God has such a desire to be among the Israelites.
但是因为神是圣洁的,这个以色列人不是。
But because God was holy and not the Israelites.
所以神不能够直接坐在他们当中而没有这个分别。
And so that God cannot live among them without separation.
否则的话,这个埃及人马上就要死亡。
Because otherwise all the Israelites will be stricken dead.
这个就是为什么神跟摩西讲要摩西造一个圣所。
And that's why God commanded Moses to build a sanctuary where God can live in.
那么刚才我们读的第33章里面呢，我们看到呢，这个以色列民呢，如果要去寻求神的话呢，他们就到这个会幕那里。
And so we read in chapter 33 of Exodus, if whenever the people of Israel sought God, they have to go to the tent of the meeting.
那么当摩西出到这个会幕的时候呢，这个所有的百姓就站起来。So
when Moses went to the entrance of the tent of meeting, all the people arise.
他们要站在他们的帐篷的门口。And
they have to stand up by the entrance of their tent.
他们要望着摩西。And
they gazed upon Moses.
那么当摩西进入这个会幕的时候，So
when Moses entered into the tent of meeting,
这个云柱呢就下降了，那么来。
A pillar of cloud will descend and cover over the tabernacle.
那么这神呢，就跟摩西说话。And
then God began to speak to Moses.
那么当所有的百姓看到这个云降下来呢，在会幕之上的时候。So
when the people saw the pillar of cloud descend upon the tabernacle,
那么他们就要站起来，他们要服服敬拜。
They will arise and bow down to worship.
然后神跟摩西说话就像跟朋友说话一样。
And so then God will speak to Moses just like a person will speak to his friend.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们是摩西的话,
Suppose we were Moses.
难道我们里面没有这个确据说这个神是我的朋友，然后甚至我们心里面是想说我很骄傲，因为神是我的朋友。
Do we not have this assurance that God is our friend and even feel proud that, hey, God is my friend?
然后我们心里面不就是有这个确据说我们不管去哪里这个神都会跟我们同在。
And don't we have this assurance that no matter where we go, God will go with me?
但是摩西他完全谦卑在神的面前。
But Moses completely humbled himself before God.
然后他寻求神，告诉他正确的道路。And
he sought God for the right way to follow.
这是神的道路。God's
way.
然后一再的摩西寻求神的同在。And
a lot of times Moses asked for God's presence.
然后神也一再的应许他，甚至给他平安。And
God gave him promise after promise, and also gave him rest.
然后接下来，这摩西做了一件我们大部分每个人都会做的事情。And
then Moses did something that most of us will do in the same way.
摩西要求能够面见面看见神的荣耀。And
Moses would like to see God face by face.
如果是我们的话，我们的动机是什么？
What would be our motivation in wanting to see God face to face?
难道我们忘记我们是谁，然后觉得这神就是我们的朋友，所以我们就可以跟他面对面吗？
Is it because that we've forgotten who we are and just think that, hey, I'm a friend of God, I can see him face to face?
难道我们不记得说在古时候，如果你去见皇帝的话呢，这个你要这个 你要跪下来敬拜，然后呢，如果皇帝没有说你可以看他的脸的话，你就不能看吗？
Don't we remember that in the old days, when you go before the emperor, without emperor's permission, you cannot lift up your head and see him face to face.
所以我们怎么能够有这样的要求呢？
So how could we ask of God in such a way?
那么摩西呢？那摩西如何呢？
So what did Moses do?
难道他也是像我们一样吗？
Do you think that Moses was like us?
你觉得摩西他也忘记他是谁了吗？
Do you think Moses forgot who he was?
应该是不会。
I don't think so.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在民数记呢十二章第三节告诉我们。
Because in Numbers
12, verse 3. 他说呢，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And he says that now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth.
所以呢，应该不是骄傲。
So I don't think Moses was proud.
或是他里面有个渴慕。
And I think he has this desire inside him.
或是他一个热情，有个 passion.
Or maybe a passion.
或是他对神有个爱。
Maybe was his love for God.
那么，因着神的怜悯。
Because of God's mercy.
那么呢，神把这个摩西呢放在一个磐石的穴中。
And God put Moses in the cleft of a rock.
所以呢，摩西可以看见神的背。
So Moses was able to see the back of God.
那我想这是呢，整本圣经里面呢，对于人跟神呢这么亲密的关系的一个最美丽的描写。
I think this is the ultimate description in the whole Bible, the close relationship between God and man.
那么在这么有这么美好的经验之后
After this wonderful experience
那摩西是不是就自我膨胀了呢
And do you think that Moses become puffed up?
摩西没有他仍旧是非常的谦卑在神的面前
He kept very humble before God
在神给他一个宣告之后
After God gave him a proclamation
那么他呢他也是敬拜俯伏呢在地敬拜并且呢一再的要求呢这个神的同在
and he bowed down and worshiped God and also asked for God's presence
甚至呢他要求神呢来这个接受以色列们呢是他们是神的一个产业
and he beseeched God that to have Israelites become God's inheritance
所以在那个埃及记的出埃及记的最后呢我们就看到一幅的很惊人，但是呢，又很和谐的一个图，一个图景象。
And so at the end of the book of Exodus, we see something amazing, but it's also a beautiful scene.
你知道，在为了要保护这以色列人啊，神呢，在这个在那他们的这个上面呢，有一个送了一个云彩。
And in order to protect the Israelites, God had a cloud over them.
你知道那就是那在那个迦南地啊，这个夏天很热，啊，白天很热，但晚上很冷。
You know, in the land of Canaan, the temperature difference between day and night is great.
所以当这个会幕建好的时候，完工的时候
，So after the tabernacle was built, was finished.
那么云彩呢就降临
，And the cloud descended.
那么呢，耶和华的荣光啊，神的荣光呢就充满这个帐幕。
And the glory of God filled the tabernacle.
甚至呢，摩西呢都不能进去。
And so much so that Moses couldn't get in.
那么什么时候那个云啊上来上升的时候
？Whenever the cloud was lifted up.
那么呢，以色列呢就开始起行。
And then the Israelites will set out.
那什么时候这个云呢降下来的时候呢，他们就安营。
And whenever the cloud descended, they would camp.
那么呢，这个云呢，有时候呢，这个是从晚上啊，这个它可能呢停在那边呢，从晚上呢到早上。
Sometimes the cloud will stay above the tabernacle from night till day till dawn.
那晚上的话呢，它的云里面就有火光了，就像火的形状。
And this fire within the cloud at night.
那么有时候呢，这个云呢怎么样？它是晚上呢，它就是这个白天呢，这个在云里面呢，晚上它就上升。
And sometimes the cloud will stay during the day, and then at night the cloud will be lifted.
那么所以呢，以色列人有时候晚上就得起行。
And sometimes the Israelites will set out even during the night.
那么有时候呢，两天或是一个月或是一年呢，都云都停在那边。
Sometimes the cloud will stay for 2 days, maybe a month or even a year.
那么呢，以色列呢，他就安营在那边，
and
他们就不动。
The Israelites will stay put.
所以呢，这个以色列人呢是完全按照神的这个命令行事。
So the Israelites did exactly as God commanded.
那么呢，神呢叫他们不动呢，他们就不动。
So at the command of the Lord, if they should camp, they would just camp.
那么神叫他们起行呢，他们就动。
And if God told them so, they will set out.
所以呢，我们看见呢，这个我们不仅是看见呢，这个神呢跟他们同在，并且呢带领他们。
So not only God was with them, but God also led them.
我们也看见呢，这个以色列人呢，他们遵行神的命令呢，他们呢，这个保有神的同在呢，就是呢，单单的借着神的这个遵行他的命令。
So we can see that the Israelites kept God's presence by simply following God's commands.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
在约翰一书呢五章十九节告诉我们。
So First John chapter 5:19 tells us，
他说。我们知道我们是属神的。
We know that we are of God.
那全世界呢都握在那个都握在这恶者的手下。
And that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
当我们呢被呼召来跟随神的时候。
So when we are called to follow the Lord.
我们不仅呢被神呢从这世界拯救出来。
Not only we are saved outside of this world, from this world by God.
Yeah, 并且神在我们每个人的身上呢都有一个旨意，有一个计划。
And God has a will for each one of us.
有一个目的呢已经被设定了。
Because God has set a purpose.
有个目的地已经在那里等着你了。
And He has prepared a destination for us, for you.
就像以色列人一样呢，我们就是在一个旅程里面。
Just like the Israelites, we are on a journey.
事实上呢，因为我们现在就是时间很紧迫了。
And because we feel the pressing of time.
我们就像在这个运动场里面的赛跑的人。
Just like we are in a race.
但是我们要得的是那个不朽坏的冠冕。
But we want to have the incorruptible crown.
神是不是跟你讲说呢，你呢跑啦，你在这边跑，然后我在终点线等你呢？
Do you think God would tell you that, well, why don't you run the race and I'll meet you at the finish line?
没有神呢，他呢把他自己呢提供给我们。
Now God gave Himself to us.
他要一直带领我们呢，直到这个终点线。
He would keep us company and until the finish line.
是不是呢？在我们成为基督徒很多年之后。
After we become a Christian for so many years.
或是我们听了很多的信息呢，很多的教导之后。
After we have heard so many messages and been taught so many times.
我们也许呢知道我们的目标。
Maybe we know our goal.
也许呢我们知道我们要去哪里。
Maybe we know our destination.
但是是仅仅是也许。
This just
还不一定
呢。Maybe not no assurance.
但是呢为了要确保呢我们在这个旅程里面呢我们是平安的。
In order to make sure that we have peace during this journey.
为了要确保我们不因为这个缺乏呢而困顿。
And so, and also, we will not get tired because of any lacking.
我们需要神的同在。
We need God's presence.
我们需要这个玛拿。
We need manna.
我们也需要这个云柱。
We need the pillar of cloud.
那么要得到神的同在是何等的困难呢？很困难吗？
Is it difficult to have God's presence?
也许从当中呢，有些人说非常困难。
Maybe some of you said, yeah, it is very difficult.
因为你觉得你从来没有神的同在过。
And because you never felt God's presence before.
也许当中有人弟兄姐妹觉得很简单。
Some of you may feel, well, it's very easy.
因为你常常活在神的同在里面。
Because you often live in God's presence.
或是呢，你是在中间。
Maybe you are somewhere in between.
我们的神是不是对每一个人都不一样呢？
Do you think God treats us differently?
不是的。
No.
因为呢，在这个希伯来书十三章第八节告诉我们。
Because in Hebrew chapter 13 verse 8 tells us.
他说，耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
He says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
但是你有没有来到神的面前呢？有了谦卑的态度。
But have we come before God with humility?
那么你有没有很急促的，有来敬拜神。
Do you rush before him to worship him?
然后呢，你有没有很迫切的寻求 他的同在。
And do you seek God's presence in zealously?
当你往前走的时候，你有没有很这个很紧的呢？跟随神的道路。
As you press on a journey, do you follow God's way closely?
在任何时候，你有没有检查你自己，审查你自己，说你的神的同在还在不在
？At any moment, do you examine whether you still have God's presence?
神呢？那个感动大卫啊，大卫王写下诗篇第二十三篇的神呢？啊，他也是。给我们一样的应许。
The same God who comforted David gives us the same promise.
就像我们主耶稣所说的哈，他说呢，我常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Just like Jesus has promised us that I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这个是我的前言。
This is my introduction.
我现在进入主题。
Now the theme.
但是我的主题只有一个
The only one, very simple、
就是一个见证
A testimony
好，我想请弟兄姐妹们看一下一些照片
I would like to show some slides to you
很短
Very short
要把这个灯关掉好了跟弟兄姐妹们看得清楚一点
We can darken the hall
这个啊，这个是我们两个礼拜前呢，我们这个年轻的弟兄姊妹们去探访一个 nursing home 一个老人院
Two weeks ago our group of young people went to visit this senior home
他们献诗
And they sang some hymns
演话剧
And they had a play
好我们看下一张
Next
这是那个老人院里面的一些你看年纪都很大了
These are all very elderly seniors
而且呢几乎每个都坐轮椅
And almost everyone is wheelchaired
然后再下一张啊，这是他们演的第一个话剧，就是演那个耶利哥城的故事。
The first play was about the city of Jericho.
好，再下一张啊，这个他们抬的是约柜，看得出来吗
？And they were carrying the ark.
那么这是演另外一个话剧呢，是这个演这个大卫呢跟哥利亚。
And this is another play depicting David and Goliath.
好，再下一张啊，这是从后面照的哈，因为我用的是这个。手机照的，所以不是很清楚。
I use my cell phone to take these pictures, so they are not very good.
这个内容啊，我的照相的这个quality 这个它的素质不是太好啊。
So the picture quality is not very good.
但是这个照相本身的内容呢是很让人印象深刻。
But the content is pretty impressive.
这是他们唱完之后，他们表演完之后，他们献上一些花给这些。
So after their the show, the program.They gave the elderly people some gifts, some flowers.
那么这是从另外一个角度啊，你看有些这个年轻的姊妹们都跪下来跟他们讲话。
You can see that some girls were kneeling to talk to the elderly.
好，再下一张。你看这个，他们后来呢，就光留在这边讲话时间就都二十几分钟。
So they stay after the program for about 20 minutes.
这应该是最后一张了吧
I think that should be the last one
好可以打开了
We can
这个呢那么我要讲的见证呢就是这些年轻的孩子们呢他们三点半去那个 nursing home
So these young people went to the nursing home around 3:30
他们呢已经练习了至少两三个礼拜
They rehearsed at least 2-3 weeks
他们呢直到去的一个小时前还在练习
Until about one hour before they set out they were still rehearsing
有一些这个 counselor 跟家长们跟看他们一起练习
And some counselors and some parents were rehearsing with them
如果你是在那个练习的里面的话你如果看他们练习的时候
If you were part of the rehearsal and when you saw what they did
你很替他们担心的
You will be worried
因为你看不到这个，你看到是呢，他们排演的时候呢，这个人不晓得要坐哪个位置，那个人不晓得要讲什么话。
Yeah, because they didn't know what they are supposed to do.
所以呢，即使在最后的时候，我们都觉得这个去的话，恐怕对我们教会的名声不太好。
So at the last minute, I think we were worried that our church's reputation is at risk.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
他们在去了之前，他们做了一件事情。
And before they left, they departed. They did one thing.
每个人都祷告。
Everyone prayed.
我们把这个事情交在神的手上。
And committing this whole program into God's hand.
我们求神的带领。
We ask for God's leading.
我们求神的同在。
We ask for God's presence.
所以当我们到的时候
So after we arrive at the nursing home,
当你站上去的时候
after they got up to the stage,
你就知道呢神的灵呢同不同在呢差别很大
you can see the difference when God's Spirit is with them.
你就知道呢他们上去呢真的像一群天使一样
And they look just like a group of angels.
他们唱的声音呢比我们呢练习了几十次呢都大了很多
And the voice, the sound, of their singing,much louder than during rehearsal.
他们的次他们呢很有次序。
Very, very orderly.
这个是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是神的同在。
And this is God's presence.
这不是我们在那边要求喊破喉咙可以得来的。
This is not something that we can force them to do.
我们把荣耀都归给神。
We give the glory to God.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.